My name is Olivia Verbien, and I'm going to tell you a little bit in my life in the last 30 years, because 30 years ago I moved from Montreal, Quebec, and my family and I, we decided that we were going to move to British Columbia, and we want to stay in Canada, even though I'm from England, because I didn't think my family of three children, my husband, who are all Canadians, would necessarily want to go and live in England. So it was either a case of going east or going west, and we went west. So we've been here for almost 30 years and always lived in the west part of Richmond, even though when we decided we were going to come to British Columbia, we always said we were going to Vancouver, and I've never lived in Vancouver. On another note, I still work for the City of Richmond, and I'm in the graphic design department, and I enjoy it a lot, and that's why I'm still working. And I have three children, and I have four grandchildren. I'll tell you a little bit about my passions, my accomplishments perhaps through life first. And one of them is to do with writing my memoir, which I started writing in 2017, because my daughter, whenever I told her stories about my family, particularly my father's family, she'd say, "Write it down, Mum." So I decided to write it down. When I started in 2017 writing my memoir, I decided to go on Ancestry, where I met a woman, and she gave me a lot of information. So one of the things that I wrote in my memoir was this: as children, my siblings and I always asked our father for more information about his family's past and their history. His response was always the same. Under his bed was a black box containing the family Bible, and inside the Bible, a family tree of our family, and one day all would be revealed to us. Sadly, we never had the opportunity to even catch a glimpse of the black box or the Bible. Of course, after he died, we rushed to his bed and the black box wasn't there. However, more than 50 years later, I have finally found a pathway to this enigmatic black box in a different way and opened it to find all sorts of amazing and fascinating characters within. My family goes back to the 1600s in Portugal, and over the years they had to leave Portugal. They went to lots of different countries. They went to Amsterdam and Martinique and Curacao and Brazil and Australia and, of course, England. Since opening this magical box on Ancestry, I have found a diverse collection of unique people, and a lot of them stepped out from the 17th century. Many of them lived in a small town in Portugal north of Lisbon called Belmonte. In the mid-1600s, one of my Portuguese ancestors, and his name was Benjamin da Costa de Andrade, decided as an adult that he would leave Portugal with his family and move to the island of Martinique, where they began a successful cacao plantation. And he was, so I'm told, one of the first people to introduce chocolate to Europe, because chocolate couldn't come into being until sugar became a commodity. And once the two of them met, then chocolate could be created. Then I found that in England in the 1800s, I found lots of interesting ancestors. I was introduced to a brush maker, more than one butcher, a maker of ink, a cheesemaker, a draper, a tailor, a commercial traveller and stationery, plus two merchants who sold ostrich feathers. Around the turn of the 20th century, I met Nina, a singer, and her husband, who was the manager for a very famous singer at the beginning of the 20th century called Nellie Melba. I think she was from Australia. And then there was an ancestor in the late 1800s who was an internationally distinguished physicist, working on gamma rays. Another ancestor at this period was Frederick, a specialist of remarkable gifts, who served for 20 years on Westminster City Council, where on one occasion, wanting to make a public protest, he went there wearing a full suit of armour. And lastly, my grandfather. He was a money changer in the forecourt of a mainline station in London called Charing Cross. And he was the son of Abigail Andrade, which is where this remarkable box opens, because she was my great-grandmother. In my day-to-day life now, I love going to the theatre. There's a lot of it here in Vancouver, which I enjoy immensely. I love art, mainly interested in more in 19th century art and the Pre-Raphaelites and all the Victorian painters, which you don't have a lot of here in Vancouver, unfortunately. I climbed the Chief when I was about 69 years old. I only did one of the peaks, but I did climb the Chief in Squamish, which I was thrilled that I was able to do. And I started running when I was about 52. I didn't actually mean to run. I meant to go and do the Sun Run and walk, but somebody said, "Come on, join the running group." So I did that, and I did the Sun Run for about 14 years. I've given up now. I do love to travel. Last year, I went to Paris with my daughter in November. Every year, I think perhaps next year, I won't be able to do any more traveling. And it was wonderful to have her with me. And we went in November, and I thought there'd be no tourists, and the French would be rude and horrible, and the food would be delicious. And everything was absolutely the opposite way round. There were tons of tourists in Paris, even in November. The food, we did not choose a good restaurant once, and the Parisians were absolutely delightful. This year, we're going to England. We're going to the tennis at Wimbledon. It's something that was on my bucket list, and my daughter was able to get us tickets, and we're going to see the women's final in July this year, and I'm really looking for that. And that's a small snippet of my story.